Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to surge across the Gulf states, but there is a glimmer of hope. Recent data shows an uptick in the number of people getting vaccinated in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on what's prompting residents to roll up their sleeves.
Hello, how are you doing today?
It's Tuesday afternoon at Legion Field, a city football stadium in Birmingham. Nurse Alexandra Hilliard is part of the team here giving out COVID-19 vaccines.
Helps that muscle relax so it won't hurt it.
The state's vaccination rate is among the lowest in the nation. But Hilliard says today's turnout has been great.
You know what? It has been beautiful today. I have been proud of Alabama today.
The city is offering concert tickets as an incentive. One of more than 100 people who came by for a shot is 52-year-old Patrick Brown. How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. It didn't hurt at all. I thought it was going to be a stab in the wound, but yeah, it was good.
Brown had been on the fence about getting vaccinated, but the current surge is making him nervous.
I think it's just time. You know, I've prolonged it long enough, you know, and to hear the news, and it's constantly about unvaccinated people that's being hospitalized and dying. Yes, that's very convincing. You know, I'd rather deal with the shot than to deal with COVID.
For months, officials across the Gulf states have been trying to convince more people. Recently, those calls have become more urgent as COVID cases spike across the region, driven by the Delta variant.
Here we are. It feels like deja vu. We're back.
Dr. Lou Ann Woodward, who leads the University of Mississippi Medical Center, laid out the bleak statistics at a press conference earlier this week.
We're at this place again where nobody wanted to be, and looking at it and wondering, how much more can we take?
This time around, officials say people hospitalized with the virus are younger and most are unvaccinated. Here's Alabama physician and hospital executive, Dr. Jeremy Rogers.
So this is absolutely heartbreaking what we're seeing. It's tragic and unfortunately, it's largely preventable.
Preventable because the vaccine is still highly effective at preventing serious illness and death. Lately, that message is getting through to more people. The vaccination rates are ticking up in Mississippi and Alabama. In Louisiana, officials say the rate has increased fourfold over the past 2 weeks. Michael Eagle is getting his shot at Cahaba Medical Care, a community health center in Birmingham. He says the Delta variant convinced him to get vaccinated.
I'm 62. I just turned 62 the other day. And it's making me nervous about the virus changing and how catchy they are, contagious.
30-year-old Nancy Sanchez has asthma, and she's been nervous the whole time. But she put off getting the vaccine until now. She's at the clinic with her 1-year-old son. She says she waited to see that everything went well for people she knows who got vaccinated. Health officials hope other people don't wait any longer. The recent uptick in vaccinations is a good sign. But still, fewer than 40% of residents in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are fully vaccinated. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.